Today, when we came in, we talked about something that is good, and that was for the people who were here for the prayer time. And we looked in the book of Psalms, and it said something was very good. Do you remember what that was, Nathanael? What is it good to do? It is good to give thanks unto the Lord. Did you know you will never sin? You will never be wrong to say thank you to the Lord for something that he has done. It is always good. It's always good. There's something else that's good, and I want to bring that up here today for you. There's a lot of good things in the world, but this is one that's really good. You ready for it? Work. Is work a good thing? Do you like to work? If you get up in the morning and your mom and dad say, after breakfast, we are going to clean the house. Do you say, yes, that's exciting because that's good? Is that what you think? What do you think? What kind of thoughts do you have when you hear that kind of message? You feel happy? Noah feels happy. That's good. What do you think? Sad. Yeah. Sad. When I was a kid, you know what my job was? I had to do the bathroom. I had to take the rugs and shake them out and the Windex and clean the window. And then I had to scrub in the toilet, all of that. And then I had to get down on my hands and knees, take a little rag and clean the bottom of the toilet. That was my job. And then mom would come in, and my mom, and she would inspect it, look at it, tell me I didn't do a good enough job sometimes. I had to go in and scrub it some more. You were going to say something, David. What do you think when you hear an announcement like that? You pretend you're tired, yeah. I tell you what, wouldn't it be a blessing if all of us were this open with each other? We could all take a lesson, right? If we as adults would just be that open with each other, it would revolutionize our church. I'm serious. It's just not the kind of thing we want to do. Even me as a grown-up, I don't like the thought sometimes of working. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 27, it is good for a man. You say, aha, talking about grown-ups. No, it's not. That a man should bear the yoke in his youth. That means carry a load and a work. That's what it means. It means to get outside and work. Well, I do have a little announcement for you. I'm going to have a few of you do some work. We're going to practice working today. Anyone here interested in working? Okay, Lucas, I'm going to have you step. You want to come over here? I'm going to tell you, when I was a little boy, we lived in a house, and that house was in the woods. And we had a wood-burning stove. You know what a wood-burning stove is? No? Well, we're going to make one today, okay? We need a couple of sturdy folks. David, you're strong and tough. Javier, and then Joshua. Come on up. I want you to stand over here and be the wood-burning stove. Can you do that? Stand like this. The wood-burning stove was a little taller than this, but you guys can just kind of stand like this, like that, okay? It was a little bigger than that, but it was kind of like that. And you would walk into our house, and in the house you would have this wood-burning stove, and there'd be a door that would open up like right around where Javier's mouth is right here. And you would take pieces of wood and stick them in there. Now, we're not going to stick any pieces of wood in your mouth today, but we would take them and put them in. And then my dad would take over from there. The ashes would fall down, and he would clean it out. But it was my job, my brother's job, to take all the wood and carry it to the house. You say, well, where was the wood? Well, it wasn't at the house, I can tell you that. It was down over a big hill in the woods. There was a huge pile. And I had to go down with a wheelbarrow, no matter what the weather was like, snow or ice or coldness, anything, I'd have to go down there. And me and my brother would have to load up that wheelbarrow and find a way to get it filled with wood all the way up to the house to the little pile by the door. And when Dad came home at the end of the day, there better be wood there or I would be in trouble. It wasn't fun, but it was work, and it taught me something. Now, you're going to help me work, okay? Now, I need a couple of other helpers. I need a few of you to be the wood pile down over the hill. Can a few of you be the wood pile down over the hill? Samaya, you wanted to get involved. Looked like they're... We'll have just a Julian you family. You can be the wood pile, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want both of you... Well, how about one more person? Who else could help with the wood pile? Lewis, come on up. I want you three to take these wood pieces right here. This is Long Island maple right here. It's really good quality wood. You take these pieces between the three of you and work. Get all these pieces of wood and take them all the way to the back where Mr. Victor is sitting. Can you do that? Now, this is pretend today, right? But when I was a kid, it wasn't pretend. If I didn't bring the wood to the house, what would happen? Our house would be cold. It wouldn't have any heat. So it was very important that we did that. The heat would kind of come out of that wood-burning stove and heat the whole basement, and then it would go up through some pipes and heat the whole upstairs in our house. Okay, you want to go all the way back to where Mr. Victor is? Okay, check out their technique here. Stop for just a minute. What's a good way to carry wood, Noah? Let me teach you something here. Can we do that? That's pretty good. Let's do this. Stick your arms straight out. Other one, like that. Any of you ever do this? When you were a kid? Like that. Oh, he's building muscles at church. Yeah, that's good. It's probably the best technique. You guys are doing okay, too. So go back there and put it in a pile. Now, we're not going to go through the effort today of splitting it and chopping it. That's a whole other part of the process. But we won't do that today. So the wood is all back there. Lukas? You need one more helper. You can be me. I need someone to be my brother when I was a kid. Anyone here? Want to help? Work is good, right? Natanel, I want you to help. Okay, we're going to have two people. All right. And I'm going to be my dad here for just a minute. Boys, how's the wood-burning stove over there? Getting cold? Yeah, I need some more wood. What I want you to do, I'll tell you in just a minute. Boys, it's been a long day at work for me today. I need to put some more wood in the stove. I need you to go load up that wheelbarrow, get some wood. Can you do that? All right. Here's what I want you to do. It's all the way down over the hill there. It's time to work. Can you do that? Put on your jackets. Put on your gloves. Go get the wood. Bring it up here. If you don't, it's going to be a cold house tonight. Now, here's what they're going to do. When they get the wood, they're going to bring that wood all the way up to the front. And I want them to sit the wood and stack it very nicely right here. I'll tell them that. Then, I need a couple of you to help feed the wood. Now, who has not helped yet today? Rachel, have you helped yet? No. And Anaya? David's sitting there pretending he's tired. Actually, he's actually paying very good attention. Yeah. Someday you'll be doing these children's lessons, you know that? Okay, so when they come and bring the wood up, they're going to set it here. Then you're going to take it, and you're going to carry it to the stove. And you guys are going to take it, and you're going to be like the doors on the wood-burning stove. You're going to put your arms out like this, and they're going to load it up onto your arms. Okay? And that'll be the end of the work. Okay, very good. You can bring the wood over here, boys. Put it there. Oh, they have good technique. That's really good. Excellent. Okay, put it in there. Is it stacked neatly? That was another thing my dad made sure we did. We had to always stack it neatly. Think you can make it a little more neat there? That's good. Now, if it's going to be neat, what should you do, really? You should probably make it in straight rows, right? Make it all straight. Now, if this is real life, and this is real, what you would be doing that for is you're making it straight so that you can get more of it to fit into the wagon. If you just throw it in, it doesn't really fit in very well. You can't stack it up high. It starts falling out. And that's actually very important because the more you can get in that wagon, the less trips you have to make, you could maybe skip the next day if you get more in the first day. So you'd really try to make it neat. They really know what they're doing here. This is good. Now, the rest of you, why don't you look out at the church, everyone else in the church? And I'm going to ask a question, see what you find. I want everyone out there to raise their hand if your parents taught you how to work. Anyone? How many of you, put your hands down, can say, you know, when I was a kid, sometimes I pretended like I was sleepy, or I was sad, or I didn't want to. You raise your hands? Most of them. There's a few out there that weren't honest kids. But, or they were maybe like Noah, and they were very happy, actually. Maybe that's true. So, isn't that encouraging? That they had to learn these lessons too. And because they did, you're eating food and you have a house to live in. That's a big deal because your parents learned to work when they were your age. And it's a good thing, the Bible says, to learn to do that. Well, good job here, guys. We have one more step in the process. You can go sit over with the rest. Let's see. Rachel and Anaya, can you help now? David, we're going to get you involved. Come on over. Get this wood into the stove. Okay, stove, get your doors open. Okay, and try to put an equal amount in each door on the stove, how their arms are out like that. We're all getting really cold out here. It's a cold day. There you go. Make sure you get it in there good. You got that, Anaya? Right over here. See, this door here, the David door, is kind of empty over here. You want to put it up there? Can you do that? Help you with that. One, two. Wow, working hard. Wow. She's going to be a good wife and mommy someday. Loading it up. Well, Rachel knows where to put her wood. She wished she had some more. And Noah is doing what every good boy does. He found the stick and he turned it into a gun. What a boy can do with a stick is limitless, right? What should we do with our stove, do you think? We should just have them stand and hold it, right? Yeah. Well, just a little bit longer, and then we'll find something to do with you guys. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:27, it is good to learn to carry the load and to work when you're young. When your mom and dad give you a job or say, we're going to work, don't complain. Try not to pretend like you're sleepy. Try not to be sad. And realize, actually, this is a blessing. Do you know that boys and girls who don't learn how to work, their parents just let them play all the time? Did you know? That's good. Did you know that boys and girls that don't like to work, when they grow up, can't get good jobs, can't pay for things, and life is not good for them? It is good to work. So can you take that lesson today? If your parents give you a job, realize this is like a present. This is a good thing for me. And I need to enjoy it and learn from it and do a really good job. Any questions about that? You doing okay over there? Any questions about that or thoughts? What's your favorite job? What kind of work do you like to do? Not to know. Do you like to practice the piano? That's work. Yeah, that's good. Noah? You like to work with your dad? Yeah. You like to install electricity? Not yet. No, not really. Yeah. Anyone else have any kind of work you like to do? James just says all of it, right? Yeah, that's good. Okay. Well, we got to figure out what to do with our wood-burning stove. It's kind of crackling and burning over here. Getting warmer and warmer, and the ashes are about ready to fall down to the ground. So what we're going to do is we need, who did not do anything yet today? Andrea and James and Emily. Take a different door. Each of you pick a different door, and I want you to take the wood and stack it right here. Very nice and very neat. Can you do that? Stack it very nice and very neat. And let me say something to all the parents out here today. Be creative. Find ways to let your children work. One of the things that is a challenge to me is I am a perfectionist. If you haven't figured that out yet, I like things done perfectly, according to my standards, of course, of perfection. And it's very easy to just do the jobs yourself. I remember sometimes as the kids were younger, when we lived in Milwaukee, shoveling the snow. I like a neat shovel path. I like neat edges. I like all the snow off. I like it to be even, not walked on at all. I have a problem, right? That's what I like. I like it to look good. And so to get other people involved who don't have those standards of excellence is a little bit in the way, right? And I can move quicker, but I had to make a decision. I'm going to let my children help. It may slow the process down a little bit. It may not be as neat in the end, and I may get some snow thrown back where I try to shovel it off. But if I plan for that, then you don't have to convince your children when they turn teenagers and can actually provide real high-level help that you want them all of a sudden. Because for them, it's about the connection they have with you and helping, not just getting things done. And if you can build that relationship and include them early on, you may feel like you're going slow, but you're actually light years ahead of time with what you're doing. And some of you probably already do this, but find ways to get your kids involved, make it fun, be okay with it not being everything that you could make it yourself. And you will find that God really blesses and uses that. And it is a good thing for children to work hard when they're young. And a little bit of sweat, tears, and all of that is okay. Can I give one more tip to your parents? If your kid says, I don't know how to do it, it's too hard, don't always step in and solve it for them. Because if you do that, you build a habit of them always depending on you. Sometimes you discern, okay, I asked too much, I can help, or I can teach away. Sometimes you just say, no, you're smart, you can figure it out. Get it done. You say, well, don't I have to explain how? Well, there are some jobs you really don't have to explain how. They can figure it out. They're very intelligent. And if you teach them that they can, they begin to realize what they can do, and then they become problem solvers, not dependents. And it's very exciting. So I'm basically telling your parents to make you work and figure things out and to work hard. Isn't that exciting, David? Yeah, it is, because it's going to prepare you to be a very responsible, mature adult, and that's exciting. God can use people like that. So, amen. Well, thank you. You worked hard today, and you can go have a seat. How's that? Good job.